if Afghanistan becomes a chaotic situation, it affects Pakistan. So we're going to need more of everything. My message to my Democratic colleagues is that we made mistakes in Iraq. Let's not Rumsfeld Afghanistan. Let's don't do this thing on the cheap.
Continuing now with Nicholas Schmidl, a fellow at the New America Foundation. Nicholas, what Lindsey Graham, that's Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, it seems to me that he utterly misreads what's going on in Afghanistan. If Afghanistan becomes a chaotic situation, it affects Pakistan. We were just listening to Christine Fair there. You were as well. It seems to me that Afghanistan is affected by Pakistan now, that it is an unstable situation, and so is Pakistan, and they're mutually unstable right now.
That's right. And I think that the channels of instability certainly flow west from Pakistan rather than flowing east from Afghanistan.
Interesting.
Picking up a point that Christine made, you know, the coordination on the intelligence sharing and the drone strikes on Beitullah Masood, essentially since the inauguration of Obama in late January, have been tremendous. There was apparently an intelligence sharing post that was set up along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, and for a short time, the two circles of sort of top targets for both Pakistan and the Americans overlapped, and Beitullah Masood was squarely in that overlap.
Wow.
The difficulty now moving forward is that the U.S. has certain Taliban leaders that it's going to want to hit. It's going to feel very confident and very emboldened by this drone strike. And the Pakistani government still sees certain Pakistani Taliban leaders as national security assets and not as national security threats.
Well, that dispute is being played out, and that ambiguity is being played out online as the Taliban officials and insurgents attempt to interpret what's going on with Beitullah Masood. Nicholas, stay with us. Shir Aka Karimi joins us now, senior reporter with the BBC Pashto service from London. Shir Aka Karimi, what is the sort of dialogue and the chatter online as the Taliban attempt to react to this development that Beitullah Masood is dead?
Well, actually, just a few minutes ago, I contacted some of our reporters in the area about the Afghan Taliban reaction to Beitullah Masood, and their answer was, he is Pakistani and it's not belong to us, and we don't want to say anything. So in a way, they don't show any reactions so far, and this means, you know, they are going to distance somehow themselves from the Pakistani Taliban, which is maybe this is political things. Otherwise, you know, Beitullah Masood and some other of his colleagues like Mangalbagh and Mullah Nazir, about 3 months ago, they established Tehreek-e-Taliban in Pakistan, which is a very big organization there and led by Beitullah Masood, and others. They announced that Mullah Omar as their leader. But so far, the Taliban in Afghanistan, they keep quiet and saying it's not matter for them to talk about it.
Huh. Well, Nick Schmidl, do you think that the NATO coalition and the forces can keep track of which Taliban are pro-Pakistan and which Taliban are sort of independent? And is there any possibility of opening a dialogue on both sides, Afghan Taliban or Pakistan Taliban?
I think that's a good question. I don't know that. I think that everyone knows who the pro-Pakistani Taliban leaders are. I mean, people that were mentioned by the caller from the BBC, people like Mulvi Nazir, who is based in South Waziristan and is primarily, almost entirely focused on fighting in Afghanistan. What the drone strike does in terms of dialogue is offers the same sort of options that a drone strike that would kill Osama bin Laden or Ayman al-Zawahiri would offer to the Obama administration. It offers the Pakistani government options now moving forward. They have killed a symbolic leader. They have ended the narrative of Beitullah Masood, which he actually formed Tehreek-e-Taliban in December of 2007. And his reign of violence has been going on for about 2 years now. So this ends that chapter.
And is a positive for U.S.-Pakistan relations.
Well, it is in a way. It is in terms of dialogue.
Quickly.
It's not in terms of coordination, uh-huh. Because now the two groups have got different targets that they want to go after.
Well, Nicholas Schmidl, fellow at the New America Foundation, author of To Live or Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years Inside Pakistan. Thank you so much. And Shir Aka Karimi, monitoring the situation for the Palestine websites all around the world, senior reporter for the BBC Pashto service in London. Thank you, Shir Aka Karimi.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.